Senator Warren calls out Trump IRS nominee Billy Long over fraudulent tax credit practices. Senator Elizabeth Warren has expressed deep reservations about President-elect Trump's nominee for IRS Commissioner, Billy Long, pointing to his controversial involvement in potentially deceptive practices concerning the Employee Retention Tax Credit, ERTC. In a strongly worded letter to Mr. Long, Senator Warren scrutinizes his suitability for the position, emphasizing both his minimal taxation and management background and his participation in ERTC factories that allegedly manipulated the credit's requirements for financial gain. Your presented credentials as a certified tax and business advisor appear to stem from merely 3 days of training, Senator Warren stated in her letter. The combination of your minimal management and taxation experience, along with your promotion of credits known for attracting fraudulent claims, raises significant doubts about your capability to head the IRS, the Massachusetts senator conveyed to Trump's chosen candidate for leading the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. Warren's correspondence meticulously outlines Long's associations with entities like Commerce Terrace Consulting and Lifetime Advisors, organizations that have faced criticism for their aggressive and dubious interpretations of ERTC qualification criteria. The senator referenced Long's public assertions suggesting universal eligibility for the tax credit and noted his pattern of encouraging business owners to disregard their accountant's advice in favor of his guidance. Your most notable experience in taxation appears to be your recent advocacy of a fraudulent pandemic-era tax credit, which you incorrectly claimed was available to everyone. Warren continued, expressing additional concerns about the nominee's methods, referencing instances where organizations withdrew their ERTC applications following auditor warnings. The Massachusetts senator recalled an external auditor's assessment of Lifetime's interpretations as approaching absurdity, which led one nonprofit to return its refund to prevent IRS scrutiny. Warren also addressed the suspicious disappearance of a podcast episode featuring Long's ERTC work. I find it concerning that following your nomination announcement and after media coverage of your podcast appearance, the episode was inexplicably removed from multiple platforms, including Listen Notes, Apple, Spotify, and YouTube, suggesting possible attempts to obscure your tax-related history before your confirmation hearing. She noted, following Long's nomination, Warren issued a statement expressing her opposition. The nomination of Billy Long to lead the IRS represents a setback for middle-class taxpayers and a victory for wealthy tax evaders. Should he be confirmed, taxpayers should anticipate extended customer service delays, more complex tax filing procedures, and unrestricted opportunities for the wealthy and powerful to exploit the system at everyone else's expense. Billy Long, who served as a U.S. representative for Missouri's 7th Congressional District from 2011 to 2023, has transitioned into lobbying, representing several major corporations. His reputation has been tarnished by repeated allegations of tax-related misconduct, as highlighted by the Massachusetts senator. Despite lacking any substantial background in management, taxation, or associated disciplines, Long received a nomination from the president-elect to head the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, one of the nation's most significant federal agencies.